trees out there on the basketball floor. First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. They'll spot it at the 11-yard line. Wright up under center, takes the snap, hands it off, and it's going to go to Ben Good, and Ben Good is going to rumble into the end zone from 11 yards out for another Olin Gage touchdown.
That'll be 44-0 now with the Olin Gage Bulldogs leading 4:17 to go here in the first half of the second quarter here.
Well, as I mentioned, when Olin Gage had it first and 10 back here at their own 25-yard line, it wouldn't take them long to put something together, and it didn't here on this drive. Only took off about probably a minute and a half, if that. They'll go for two here. They'll split a receiver wide in each direction, and the handoff goes to number 33, Quinn Smith, and Smith is denied the end zone. And with 4:17 left to play in the first half, it is Olin Gage 44, Caseville nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Caseville. 4:17 to play in the first half, 44-0. Olin Gage with the lead as the Eagles field the kickoff inside the 20-yard line. Picked up out there by number 23, Cameron Ashmore. Ashmore out over the 25 to the 30. Before he stopped right there, and the Eagles will have a first and 10.
And Dan Good had him 5 yards back, but he's able to break away. Ashmore break away for an extra 5 yards here.
4:09 left to go here in the half, 44-0. The Bulldogs with the lead over the Caseville Eagles, and the Eagles need to get something happening here. At least build some confidence here heading into halftime.
Despite the score, this is a JV team out here for Caseville, taking on a varsity squad of Olin Gage. Had a lot of experience, a lot of points, played a lot of varsity teams. He's just got to stay motivated out there, and that's a big part of the coach's job.
First and 10 for the Eagles. From their own 30-yard line, the handoff goes straight up the middle. This will be Cole Simmons on the carry.
Number 84 with the tackle, Brett Morris. That's a nice little left side tackle.
Simmons will pick up. Yep. Simmons will pick up a couple yards here, setting up second down and 8.
About 3:50 and counting here left in the second quarter. 44-0. Olin Gage with the lead against Caseville.
Coming up at the half, we'll go through the first half action in this one. We'll go a little further into depth as far as who is in the playoff field for this 2013 high school football season and who is on the edge of getting into the playoff field. We'll touch on that at halftime as well as the handoff goes to Cameron Ashmore. Ashmore will pick up another yard on the play. Actually, give him two. We're looking at 3rd and 6 for the Eagles.
Dylan Fritz, number 25, with a tackle, and also sportsmanlike conduct here, pulling him up after the tackle for Ashmore to help him up. So Olin Gage knows, you know, they can't not stop playing here, and Caseville doesn't want them to either. So, you know, the thing I was talking to Paul Adams here on Daily Tribune earlier in the week and even last night, he said, Olin Gage, I want you to keep it classy out there. And they are, but you can't ask them to stop playing either.
Oh, absolutely not. No. On 3rd down and 6, the ball comes loose, and the Bulldogs fall on it. Picked up out there by number 32 of the Bulldogs, Adam Retford. And the ball goes over on the first turnover of the afternoon, Eddie.
For Caseville?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and Simmons is angry at himself, knowing he had a handle on that, but ball slipped out. He really didn't protect it too much, trying to cover it with both arms and hands there, but Owen Gage had the helmet on that ball to pop it out.
First turnover of the afternoon for both squads as Owen Gage has scored on every one of their possessions. They'll have it first and 10 on the Eagle 42-yard line. As the quarterback right hands it off, this time it'll be David Binder. And Binder with running room down the left sideline will get into the end zone from 42 yards out.
And that was right down the left sideline there. It was hard for Caseville to chase him down after that play. So good run there.
David Binder, 42-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs, extends that lead to 50-0 with 2:30 left here in the first half.
Let's see if they'll go for two or maybe try to practice with some kicks here or not. Looks like they will go for two.
Yep, they'll split two receivers out to the left, one to the right. Jake Wright up under center. They'll send a man in motion. And the man in motion will get the football. Adam Retford, and Retford is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 2:30 left to go in the first half, 50-0. Owen Gage, we'll take a 60-second break and come right back. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. With rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends October 31st while supplies last. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
2.5 minutes left to go in this first half, and Owen Gage with a 52-0 lead over the Caseville Eagles. It is homecoming here this afternoon, and the Eagles will get the football back here.
Yeah, turnover was costly for Caseville as Owen Gage able to score in that first play after getting that turnover there to extend his lead 52-0. 2.5 to go here in the first half. And I understand some of the homecoming festivities here will take place indoors because of the heavy rain that comes and goes here.
Well, I don't blame them for doing that. They'll keep the kids nice and dry. And
yeah, this is in the new auditorium part here or not? No. You know, they had a new, nice new addition here at Caseville Schools.
A low kick that is loose right now on the turf, but falling on it. The Bulldogs have fallen on it, so they will have it first and 10.
And just kind of dribbled that kick down the left side of the field there. Caseville actually had three players there, but Owen Gage Bulldogs able to get their paws on him.
Yes, they have it first and 10 on the Eagle 46-yard line.
They might need to use that.
You're killing me. 2.5 minutes left to go in the half. 52-0, Owen Gage. They have the football. Two receivers split up to the left, one to the right. They'll send the man in motion, and they'll hand it off. It'll be 32, Adam Retford on the carry. Retford tripped up after a pickup of close to five on first down.
I'll tell you what, once again, Cole Simmons with the tackle there, and I think he's the best tackler out there for Caseville. Maybe an Owen Gage. Maybe a good lesson there for all the players out there, how he wraps up the legs and the feet. You wrap those up, they're not going anywhere.
Eddie Fury, Rick Clausa with you on this cold and windy and wet Saturday afternoon here in Caseville, where the Bulldogs have a 52-0 lead. We have under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Jake Wright back to throw, looking to the left sideline. Has a man open, but it's going to be thrown off the fingertips or go off the fingertips of number 30, Dan Good, and fall incomplete.
And Owen Gage giving other players participation on handing the ball off. You notice that Quinn Smith has not been getting too many handoffs now. He's done his job, and that was the thing that people were wondering how how much he would get the ball. He did the first, three or four touchdowns there. He's done his thing there. So even Quinn Smith wants the rest of the players here to get involved also.
Four out of the five touchdowns to open the football game went to Quinn Smith. And from then on, you've seen Ben Good get into the end zone, David Binder get in.